This episode is brought to you by IVP. It's hard to keep up with all the great books in the world. That's why IVP partners with Seminary Now, an on-demand, subscription-based educational platform for pastors and lay church leaders. These video courses and certification programs deliver exclusive biblical, theological, and practical ministry training from a diverse group of educators and leaders, including many of your favorite IVP authors. Sign up at seminarynow.com and use promo code IVP25. That's IVP25. To get 25% off your subscription.
This is IVP.
You're listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwen. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Psalm chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. For the music director, a Psalm of David. O Lord, the King rejoices in the strength you give. He takes great delight in the deliverance you provide. You grant him his heart's desire. You do not refuse his request. Selah. For you bring him rich blessings. You place a golden crown on his head. He asked you to sustain his life, and you have granted him long life and an enduring dynasty. Your deliverance brings him great honor. You give him majestic splendor, for you grant him lasting blessings. You give him great joy by allowing him into your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and because of the Most High's faithfulness, he is not shaken. You prevail over all your enemies. Your power is too great for those who hate you. You burn them up like a fiery furnace when you appear. The Lord angrily devours them. The fire consumes them. You destroy their offspring from the earth, their descendants from among the human race. Yes, they intend to do you harm. They dream up a scheme, but they do not succeed. For you make them retreat when you aim your arrows at them. Rise up, O Lord, in strength. We will sing and praise your power. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Observe her ways and be wise. It has no commander, overseer, or ruler. Yet it will prepare its food in the summer. It gathered at the harvest what it will eat. How long, you sluggard, will you lie there? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to relax, and your poverty will come like a robber, and your need like an armed man. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. The Lord abhors dishonest scales, but an accurate weight is his delight. After pride came, disgrace followed, but wisdom came with humility. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them. Wealth does not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will make their way smooth, but the wicked will fall through their own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the treacherous will be ensnared by their own desires. When a wicked person dies, his expectation perishes, and hope based on power has perished. Proverbs chapter 14, verses 22 through 35. Do not those who devise evil go astray, but those who plan good exhibit faithful covenant love. In all hard work, there is profit, but merely talking about it only brings poverty. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the folly of fools is folly. A truthful witness rescues lives, but one who testifies falsely betrays them. In the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence. and it will be a refuge for his children. The fear of the Lord is like a life-giving fountain to turn people from deadly snares. A king's glory is the abundance of people, but the lack of subjects is the ruin of a ruler. Someone with great understanding is slow to anger, but the one who has a quick temper exalts folly. A tranquil spirit revives the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. The one who oppresses the poor has insulted his creator, but whoever honors him shows favor to the needy. An evil person will be thrown down through his wickedness, but a righteous person takes refuge in his integrity. Wisdom rests in the heart of the discerning. It is not known in the inner parts of fools. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. The king shows favor to a wise servant, but his wrath falls on one who acts shamefully.
Your word is true.
New Testament reading, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Request for prayer. Finally, pray for us, brothers and sisters, that the Lord's message may spread quickly and be honored as in fact it was among you, and that we may be delivered from perverse and evil people. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. And we are confident about you and the Lord, that you are both doing and will do what we are commanding. Now may the Lord direct your hearts toward the love of God and the endurance of Christ. Response to the undisciplined. But we command you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from any brother who lives an undisciplined life, and not according to the tradition they receive from us. For you know yourselves how you must imitate us, because we did not behave without discipline among you, and we did not eat anyone's food without paying. Instead, in toil and drudgery, we worked night and day in order not to burden any of you. It was not because we do not have that right, but to give ourselves as an example for you to imitate. For even when we were with you, we used to give you this command: if anyone is not willing to work, neither should he eat. For we hear that some among you are living an undisciplined life, not doing their own work, but meddling in the work of others. Now such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly, and so provide their own food to eat. But you, brothers and sisters, do not grow weary in doing what is right. But if anyone does not obey our message through this letter, take note of him, and do not associate closely with him, so that he may be ashamed. Yet, do not regard him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Conclusion. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand, which is how I write in every letter. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 8. A new heaven and a new earth. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and earth had ceased to exist, and the sea existed no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, made ready like a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, the residence of God is among human beings. He will live among them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will not exist anymore, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the former things have ceased to exist." And the one seated on the throne said, "Look, I am making all things new." Then he said to me, "Write it down, because these words are reliable and true." He also said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the one who is thirsty, I will give water free of charge from the spring of the water of life. The one who conquers will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowards, unbelievers, detestable persons, murderers, the sexually immoral, and those who practice magic spells, idol worshippers, and all those who lie, their place will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur. That is the second death." This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. All wise and all knowing God, thank you, O God, for your word. Thank you, O God, for these passages that are encouraging us, warning us against laziness, and encouraging us to be people that are wise, to be people that are diligent, to put our hands to the plow and do the work that we ought to do, so that we could eat the fruit of our labors. Would you help us, O God, to be a people who are known to have a good work ethic, that work with a spirit of excellence, because we're working not for man, but unto you, O God. So would you help those of us who might be struggling, who are maybe are not happy with their job, or maybe are looking for employment, O God? Would you please grant favor to them? Would you give fresh wind to the one who's weary on their job or is not happy with their job? Would you help them and spur them on to still work diligently with their hands and work in a spirit of excellence in submission to you, O God, so that their light can shine, O God, and so that you are glorified, even in the place of discontentment, O God. And I pray that you will move them along into the right occupation that you would have them do. And I pray, O God, for those who are even looking for employment and who have been searching and searching and yet still have not found it, God, I pray that your favor will rest upon them, that you, O God, would provide divine connections so that they can get to the employment and secure the employment that they are looking for, O God, as these are tough times economically, Lord. I just pray, O God, that you would provide for their every need and that in the meantime, that they would not be weary in well-doing, but that they would continue to show themselves faithful, that they would be busy putting their hands to the work that you've given them to do, whatever that looks like in this season for them, O God. And I thank you, O Lord God, for your word and just that beautiful image in Revelation of the new heaven and the new earth, and that the dwelling place of God is with us, human beings, that we will be around your throne, worshiping day and night. There will be no more pain, no more tears, no more sin. You will wipe them all away. So would you help us, O God, to endure until the very end and to know, O God, that you truly are seated on the throne and that one day we will see you face to face and we will be able to see you face to face because we will be like you, O God. Sin will no longer exist. We'll no longer be bound or fighting with sin, O God, so that we can actually see you face to face and not die. So thank you. Thank you for this beautiful image. Thank you, O God, for this reality. Thank you, O God, that the invisible things are permanent and what we see is temporary. So would you help us to live for the invisible, permanent reality and help us to be wise, O God, as we move through the visible, temporary realm here in this world, O God. I pray all of this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth's Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag Truth's Table.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.